Learning the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, Mechaber tells us, Kara v'ta, person is laning and they make a mistake. So Mechaber tells us, Afil b'diktuk os achas machzir noso. Even if there would be a single letter that was mispronounced, machzir noso, it's necessary to go back. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kagon shechiser o hosif eze os v'kedomitz, referring to, as we'll define this a little bit better in a moment, that you're missing, or maybe even if you add an additional letter. Now the Ramah continues on this and says, V'davka shinoi shemishtane al yedezeh ha'inyin, that when do we say that by making a mistake even on one letter, that it's necessary for you to correct it? And machzir noso is only when that letter changes the actual word. So if you would translate it, if you will, in your mind or out loud, you would see that that letter actually changed the actual meaning of that sentence structure. Abel im ta, if a person made a mistake, says the Ramah, bin ginas hata, o banikud, ein machzir noso. If all he did was make a mistake by the vowels, said the words, but not the vowels underneath, or when it came to the neginas hatam, the cantillation, the trup, so a little bit off, then we're not going to require the person to go back, but we're going to tell the person to be a little bit more cautious in his preparations. Now the Mishnah Berurah then continues and defines this, and says that even though the Ramah sounds to be a tremendous leniency, that we allow a person, just as long as there's not a change in the inyan, that you do not have to go back, he says that's not necessarily the case. For example, im erab sha'inyan ishtana al yedezeh, let's say you said all the right letters in a word, and when we said in the Ramah that the vowels were different, that you don't have to repeat, is also in a situation where it is not mishtana, and it also doesn't change. However, kigon ya'aseh, let's say instead of ya'aseh you say ye'aseh, or instead of saying the word bachalev you say bachalev, or for that matter, if a person would say yoshev instead of yoshav, the chol kayotzev is anything similar to this, that the only time that we say this leniency, that if you make a mistake in the reading and the vowels, is only if, again, it does not change the meaning. But if it changes the meaning, even if you got every single letter correct, but the vowels were different in the way you pronounce that word, therefore you have to go again, you have to repeat that which you said, because it changed the entire meaning of that particular sentence. Continues the Ber Halacha on this line of thinking, that the leniency of having missing one letter, that we say, just as long as it hasn't been Mishtana Inyan, that hasn't changed anything as far as the meaning, that you do not have to correct it or you don't have to go back. That's only if it's a letter. Aval, but says the Ber Halacha, Im Chiser Eza Teva, let's say you miss an entire word, afilu l'nishtana inyan, even if that word really has not the whole greatest amount of meaning. And he gives an example, instead of ki ani echbanati, you say ki echbanati. So you missed one word, but really that word seems to be extra anyway, which of course it's not. Lo yotza, that you're not, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. Therefore, ve'in chiluk bein nishtana inyan olo. The Ber Halacha therefore says that if a person misses a word, then we're never lenient. It doesn't make a difference what that word is, it has to be recited. The only leniency is the letter was missed. What happens if a person does not miss a word? But what happens if you add a word, one extra word? So he says like this, interestingly enough, Im hosif teva o'os, ba'ofen she'ein ha'inim ishtana, ein sarach lachzor. He says, quoting the words of the Shalos and Tshuvos of Lev Avraham, that if you would add an extra word, and that word also really doesn't have any change of the meaning of that sentence, then you do not have to go back. And even though, as he explains in his Sefer over there, in Sefer Lev Avraham, he says that even though, of course, we know if there would be an extra word in the Sefer Torah that doesn't belong there, that's a Sefer Torah, which is puzzle, Nonetheless, if that extra word is read, even though it's not there, provided that word does not really add any meaning or change the meaning of that sentence, it's not an issue and you do not have to correct it. V'im kafel teva achas pamayim asks, Rav Shimon Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, what happens if a person who's laning, he reads a word and maybe he repeats it? He says it a second time, and obviously the word's only there once. Is that an issue? So he holds the Avsha Inyan Mishtana Al Yidei Kach Ein Tzarach Lachzor. Even though, of course, you've changed the meaning because the word is only there once, and now you've had a second the word repeated. That's not an issue. Ein Tzarach Lachzor does not need to that does not need to be corrected. So therefore, again, the way the Be'er Halacha defines this leniency is only when it comes to a letter. When it comes to a letter in which there is no change, that's not Mishtana Inyan, then we do not require correction. However, in the event that it's a word, it doesn't make a difference always that that laning needs to be corrected. Now, it's brought down, as we're going to see in a second, the Pisgei Tshuvos brings down the words of the tour, that a person needs to be very careful when they do the corrections. He says, Ve'elu sh'omnim krovim alav, me'irin lo derech kavod. Those who are close to the one who is laning and have the opportunity to correct this individual for his mistake must do so b'derech kavod. You have to do it with sensitivity, in a respectful manner. God forbid that by doing so, you end up humiliating this person in public. In fact, the Torah says that the issue, and I'm only going to quote part of the Torah, he says, Tov shlul hagia al shagasa barabim shlul halmin panav, that there can be the issue of malbin panei chaver barabim, that it's not just when you humiliate someone on the street. The balkare who's standing up there and he has nowhere to go and he's middle of laning, you could humiliate the person. Therefore, the Torah says you have to be exceedingly cautious, that when it comes to correcting them, you should only correct them when, in fact, he deserves to be corrected. There halakhically should be a correction. And when that's done, again, it should be done, but they're covered with tremendous sensitivity. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and discusses this idea of not making mistakes. And he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah does, the Tshuvas Ramintz. He says as follows, that a chazin sarch lachsor mitchila hasidra shtehe shigura befiv kol hadikduki. That although there are these leniencies, as we already discussed, nonetheless, it's really the responsibility of the chazin, the balkore, to try to make the preparations necessary so that these mistakes would not come, and that the laning should be shigur piv, should be fluent and easily coming out of his mouth. But Yikron, the person who reads, he states it should be done b'mitun v'lo b'mihirus, should be done not so quickly. But ulai, and the reason why it should not be done in such a fast manner is the possibility of yavliya shum oso teva, that you may literally swallow up or end up saying words or letters incorrectly. We conclude with the words of the Divrei Shari, the words of the Shari Ephraim, which brought down the Pisgei Tshuvos, and says that yesh libchar adam hagoin bal toira umasim tovim, that the person who lanes should be an individual who is not only knowledgeable in chanting from the Torah, but also should be a knowledgeable person in general, and also be someone who is fortified with masim tovim, who does lots of chesed. The yesh l'ni'ima, he should be knowledgeable in how to lay and be able how to properly enunciate the words. And then he says, it should be done loudly, and not sinas harbe mishum tarach tzibur. That even though the Mishnah Berurah said that it should not be done too quickly, it should also not be done too slowly. And the reason is tirchad tzibur. The Eish Ksas Kairim, he says that there are those who lane, Chimadaktikin Bikriyasim Harbe, Yosir Mahatsarach, because we're hearing about how you have to be so careful Therefore, maybe you may be extra careful. Yosim etzarach more than necessary. And what will that individual do? Marchivin pen. Interesting language. You'll widen your mouth. Umarichin lashon. And you will stretch out everything so that every single sound is 100% clear. Unfortunately, by doing so, slows up the process. Says the Piskei Teshuvos, Ein ruach chachamim nocha mehem. Even though you're getting everything right, you're doing everything all wrong. And therefore, the chachamim are not satisfied with the way you're doing it, and will conclude with this very powerful sentence. He says, V'chol ha-mishana, anyone who deviates from or changes, Mimasha tzibur ragilin b'dibor o b'maseh, yadu al tachtona. Anyone who changes from the way that the tzibur is accustomed to, whether it's b'dibor, the way you're speaking, the way you're davening or laning, or b'maseh, in your actions, yadu al tachtona. Your hand is always on the bottom. In other words, even though it seems as though you're doing everything right, but if you're going against that which is the minhag, the way that people are accustomed to, that's something which a person should refrain from doing. B'chanan nechash was a kodesh baruch hu, hozak sovi chachar b'ham termet shishnem o'adam na'ich, v'etzum asid koi adil tura av yadir.